Follow your dream. Are you ready to follow your dream? Are you ready to do what's in your heart? And if you say yes, you're a liar. If you say yes, you're ready to follow your dream, you're a liar. You know why I say you're a liar? You're shaking your head yes. Why do you know? Well, how do you know that what I'm saying is right? That was just a friendly shake of the head, right? Okay. So, follow your dream. What does it mean to follow your dream? This is the confusing part that most of us have. We just don't know how to follow our dream. We don't know what to think our dream is. We don't know how to go for it. If I said to Ingeborg, Ingeborg, what is your dream? And Ingeborg would say, well, my dream is to have the Shangri-La looking beautiful, with lovely plants all around and a beautiful green lawn and stones along the roadway showing the road, you know, and not having a dozen roads around there, just, you know, a lovely circular path around the house. And to have my labeling room there all beautiful and good. And really, that's all that it takes just to make me happy, because that's where I live and that's where I work, doing the things that please me. And I would say, well, is that really your dream? And she says, sure. And I said, well, if it's your dream, then when are you going to begin? Well, whenever you say I can start. And I say, well, when are you going to begin? And I told you, you got 10 years to get that done. Now, when are you going to start? She said, well, I need to have some money to buy hoses, and I need to have this and that. I say, well, when are you going to start? Everything you have asked for over there, you got. Everything that you have wanted, you have gotten. And then we decided to pull back a little bit, because we felt that watering flowers and things over there was not a practical thing to do, because nobody goes over there. You go over there to work. And, of course, that should be enough of a reason to have lovely flowers, right? Mm-hmm. So, but in any event, these things do take a lot of time, and they take a lot of attention. Now, does Ingeborg want to not work in the monastery here in her office? Does she want to not work in the mailroom? You want to work in the mailroom too, right? Okay. Does Ingeborg want to not work on the computer, typesetting the books, and so we can get them ready to be republished? You want to not do that, huh?
I do. Yes.
You want to do that. All right. Does Ingeborg find a great joy in helping to make the meals or making the meals herself sometimes? Yeah. Does Ingeborg love to clean up the swimmix? Does Ingeborg love to go to the swimmix and swim? Does she love the big pool up here? Do you love to go swimming in there whenever possible? Do you love to sit in the evening in your snugglebug fur and maybe read a little bit before you go to sleep? Do you like to do your meditations? When are you going to have time to work over in the Shangri-La? I mean, I have just listed enough things that would keep a very busy person busy, you know.
Programming.
Very good, very good. How do you fulfill your dream?
In dreaming it. And knowing it is done.
Now, how would you program doing the Shangri-La? What would you do to program doing the Shangri-La? Would you say that your first idea is to make the little garden pads around there look attractive? Is your first idea to clean up the inside of the house? Is your first idea to fix up the other places around there and make them all lovely? Well, which one is your first idea?
First idea is to make a plan and see how we want to utilize the whole thing. And from there we start.
Very good. Okay. To follow your dream, you must first have a dream. You must first have an idea what you want. Now, I recommend to people that their dream is be yourself and have fun. Now, just to depart from your program for a moment, How would you be yourself and have fun? What would you describe being yourself and having fun would be? Anita, how would you describe being yourself and having fun?
Being happy with whatever I do. Mm-hmm. At peace and harmonious and balanced.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Sylvia, how would you describe being yourself and having fun?
Doing what comes naturally.
Oh, singing, I see. And Ellen, how would you describe being yourself and having fun?
Just being my bubbly self.
And what if somebody came along and pricked your bubble?
I'm still bubbling.
You'd make another bubble, huh?
Yes.
If somebody came along and pricked your bubble, you'd make another bubble.
Right.
If somebody came along and pricked your bubble, you'd make another bubble.
No.
What are you? Are you one bubble?
No, unlimited bubble.
You are bubbles and bubbles and bubbles and bubbles and bubbles and bubbles. Yeah. And can anyone ever prick your bubble?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they are unlimited.
They're unlimited.
But if you pick one, another comes up.
That's right. You're just unlimited bubbles. And what about you? Oh, we've already talked about you, and you are heavenly, huh? Be yourself and have fun. Okay, now, think about this. If you're going to be yourself and have fun, how would you describe being yourself, and how would you describe having fun? What would you say was being yourself and having fun? I will answer for you. You don't know. You don't know. 1 minute, it's doing one thing, and another minute, it's doing another thing. When Sylvia is in there setting type for the gist, she's having fun, and she's being herself. She's being creative and being imaginative. And then Sylvia hears from the kitchen, "Oh, the soup burned!" And Sylvia stops doing what she does and runs out to the kitchen to see the soup that burned. And then she finds out that the soup really didn't burn. It was merely bubbling over. And so she turns down the stove, and so the soup continues to steep and prepare itself into a very wonderful stew. Well, now, did she enjoy running out to the kitchen and saving the soup? Yes. Was she being herself and having fun when she wiped off the top of the stove? Yes. She felt that was a necessary and proper thing to do. Did she take a little bit of the soup and stir it up and take a taste of it to make sure that it was okay? Yes. Was she being herself and having fun? Yes. Could she have told you that being herself and having fun when she was sitting at her computer was going to be rushing to the stove to take care of a problem? Could she have told you that that was going to be her being herself and having fun the next instant? She had no idea. She did not have this clairvoyance ability to look into the future, did she? Does she have that ability?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't she know that that was coming?
She knew.
That way she could have been out in the kitchen before it boiled over and turned it down and...
Thanks to the future,
turned it down and then taken a taste of it and not have to wipe it all up. Yeah, that wouldn't be bad, would it?
Mm.
But then again, isn't the wiping of it up fun?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a lot of fun because it gives you a certain pride and cleanliness. Now, what if it burned to the top of the stove? You just take a razor blade and clean it right off right away. You wouldn't leave the stove turned on while you put the razor blade there, because the razor blade gets kind of hot. Right?
Right.
So you turn it off. But, you see, these are all little things that being yourself and having fun. And you don't know what following your dream is going to be, because your dream is a constant changing thing. You don't have a dream, and you never will have a dream. The dream is to perhaps be yourself and have fun. The dream is not that I'm going to enter into bliss on my 24th birthday. Well, yeah, it's forby. It is gone. So, mine was just last year. So, just last year I let that go. Okay. Following your dream is what everyone thinks they're doing, and they're not. Nobody is following the dream because of what reason?
Because they're living their dream.
Because, that's very good. Because they're living their dream. Every moment of every day, they're being themselves and having fun and living the dream. And the dream might be the most circuitous dream you could ever imagine. The dream might be thinking of their mother every night. The dream might be thinking of their world, of what they would do on the next seminar that they're going to give in Nigeria. Hmm? Mm-hmm. Dreaming what's going to happen down in Guyana, and then what's going to happen in Ghana, and what's going to happen in all these places that Ellen is going. Well, what is she going to do? When she visualizes herself there, what's she doing?
She's being there.
She's being there. She's having the adventure already. Do we ever do that?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, sure. And do we enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And why do we complain? Why do we spend all that airfare to go down there? We've had the adventure, and we've had much more fun in the adventure because we could wiggle it around a little to our pleasure. If we see something coming, like a car coming down, we just turn off to the side. Well, why didn't we crash? That's my dream. I don't intend to crash in my dream. You see, you're in charge, and wonderful things happen. Now, are you really following your dream when you think you're doing one thing and you're doing another? No. Are you really following your dream when you're going to the bank with $1 million that was just given to you? Are you really following your dream when you take that $1 million and invest it in beautiful return stocks and bonds? Are you really following that dream when after 2 months you have doubled your income? Are you really following that dream when you would have rather given $500,000 to your mom right away to buy a house? But now you can give her $1 million because you let it grow in just 1 month. What would happen if you left it in there for 2 months or 4 months or 6 months and had it grow? Then why do you give it away before it's growing? Who cares? What would Ingeborg say? Live in the now. What would Sylvia say? Jetzt. Now. The only time there is. So this is what we want to do. Live in the now. Enjoy the now. And if you didn't invest your money in great stocks and bonds, so you had this money to live on, hey, isn't it interesting that the world keeps turning even when people lose all their money? It is interesting, isn't it? The stock market went kabooey, you know, and people just lost tremendous fortunes. And they're still living, and they're still thinking of new ways of doing it. Oh, they changed their outgo. They got rid of four or five of their houses, maybe just kept one. And they got rid of their boats and their cars and their this and their that's, you know, living within the scale of who they are. But be yourself and have fun. That's the main criteria for anything we do. And when we are ourselves and have fun, what do? We're winners. We're winners. We're following our dream. Because our dream does not have to be based upon anything else, but whatever it is that, at the moment, gives us pleasure. Now, all of you are here at the Absolute Monastery. Be yourself and have fun. The moment you choose not to be here, or choose something else, whatever it may be, then do it. If you think about it ahead of time, then you're not being here and having fun. Then you're thinking about other things. So be real careful to be yourself and have fun at all times and live in the harmony of who you are. And Ellen is just going out here to be herself and have fun as she takes the balloon away from the puppies so that they will not chew on the rubber. And that's a good idea. I presume that's the first casualty of the balloon, so. Yeah. So now, today is the day of that will go down in history as one of the most fun-filled days here on the campus of the University of Healing. And we will have an open house today. At noon, the thousands of people will come here bringing their potlucks and And we will just have such a good time. It will be so unbelievable. So enjoy yourself and remember that I love you very much.